another one, another episode of me banting and giving you guys updates, and also adding my 2 cents to whatever discussion this episode is about. I know it says just with Tamie Dee, but trust me, it might only be Tamie Dee in the studio right now. So make sure you listen to this particular part, yes. And dive in, relax, and enjoy. And don't forget, you could also drop your 2 cents on our Instagram page. Enjoy!
Ready in 3, 2, 1, action!
How are you, Toby?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, Tamie Dee?
I'm surviving, no. So, how has your week been?
I know, right?
That's the most thing. We're all surviving as far as I'm concerned.
My dear, we're all just trying to live the other day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, one day at a time.
Go through one and then look forward to the other.
I'm telling you.
As well.
But this was not the plan at the very beginning stage of our lives. But we found ourselves in this plan. Oh, the day is almost over.
It's not every time plans work, my dear.
I'm telling you.
I just miss the good old days when we're young and free and happy. Not thinking of
how much gas is or how much. Or who to vote for or who not to vote for.
It's just stress-free life. It was just a stress-free life, I guess.
So how has your week been now?
Eventful, I would say. I mean, you have to work, so
no more.
Working is an event.
I'm telling you, a huge event.
But in all, we move. I mean, we move.
Normal thing. Everybody's moving. Everybody just has to move. Ah.
Constantly. You can't stay in one position. You have to.
So, this week, a lot of...
How was it?
The normal now, we are all surviving. I've said that. We are all surviving. I've said that already. So... there was some shocking news that happened this week, and did you hear of anyone?
I think I heard of one today. I mean, I'm not going to say any party in particular, but I just heard of some funny parties sharing some cash.
For what?
And then I'm like still surprised. Yes, like today we are still doing this in Nigeria. How? Yeah, why?
That's just so sad.
It's just unbelievable. I just can't believe. Like, and then we are preparing for the general elections next year, and then we are still hearing of this type of news in 2022. Just alarming. It's just really alarming.
No, please. How much are they sharing that would make me want to even decide to sell? Because I don't understand. And I know this money is just... It can't be more than 2,000 or 5,000 naira, as far as I'm concerned. That's like...
Even if it is more, how long will it last
for
you?
I'm
That's
telling you.
Point.
And for 4 years,
what will you use
rule
it
you
to
again?
Buying... 4 years from you for how much? $1,000, it will finish.
It would actually finish.
Well, I mean, God help us. God help the country.
For me, I had this what's his name? This guy. Adekunle Gold. Did you hear? He just dropped the latest single, I think, Jai or Shai or something. And
oh wow,
I would check for it right now. But we still saying that. Did you know that Adekunle was actually SS? sickle cell.
Yeah, I heard that. Actually, heard that today. I heard that briefly.
It was today.
Was that what the song was about?
Yeah, Five Star. Yes, that's the name of the song, Five Star.
Oh, I need to listen to that.
It's actually very nice. And if I just can't really imagine that Adekunle Gold is actually SS. I'm not saying it is something that is very obvious, but you know, sometimes when you see sickle cell patients, you know they're actually sickle cell patients because their eyes are always yellowish and quote-unquote. But like Adekunle Gold,
I was really surprised. That's shocking. I'm surprised as well. Like,
I think that was the reason why he released the single. Yeah, I'm actually very happy for him too.
I'm just very happy for him. Like,
and back to back,
yeah,
he's been giving us one hit or the other, and without us even knowing that then, this guy is going through something.
That's what I want to say. Like, and then he's actually a celebrity, and then we don't even hear of anything regarding his health. It won't be a very rosy road, you know.
Yeah.
It would have some
with the old stress and everything.
No, he really managed that. I'm really happy about that. No. He must be a very strong man. I'm sorry, I'm saying that, but
no, bitter truth. I agree with you. He must be a very strong person. So let me give you another gist again.
Wow.
That shocked me this week.
Okay.
Funke Akindele going for deputy governor. What do you have to say about that?
That's even the one. Did you see when they were even dancing at the particular rally in Lagos? They were dancing. At the first, it was even hearing about Funke Akindele going for deputy governor. And then we are now seeing all of that. I'm like, has this been in place since? Like, you just decided to shock us, and then you're just taking all these actions all of a sudden. This is a plan, or this is just one planned thing by the party.
Because
I don't know.
I was surprised. No, you know one funny thing. That flyer had actually gone out like weeks back. We saw it, but we just thought it was a joke or something. And until I saw it on her page, and I was like, hey, what's happening?
And then, I mean, we should all hope and, you know, become whatever it is you want to aspire.
Seriously, to aspire.
You have to aspire. I act on your aspirations, my dear. I don't know, but I feel it depends. It depends on our goals and what you want. I don't mind. I don't think it's a bad idea anyway, but I was shocked. I won't lie, I was shocked. And then the funny comment on Twitter, are you taking Adaku alone?
As in, with the old Jennifer crew. And some people were like, that means we'll not have another season of Jennifer again. And some people were like, if she could actually... A lot of issues were just coming up, and
it would continue. That was a great decision.
It's just so funny, man. It's really, really funny. Then I saw one fly again with Nikki on it, going for governorship. I don't know how true that is, too. But all I can just say with all that is going on, it just seems like this country is a joke for me. With all I'm seeing around me.
No, my country Nigeria is not a joke. Please and please and please.
All right, I'll say you said so.
We are loved by God, and I'm sure that the country will change.
Preach on, sister.
Oh, yes, yes. But I mean, you can't say your country is the old joke. I mean, fine, we have the comedians and all, but come on. We have what?
Say it. We have the what?
Portable, you're like, what?
Okay, sit down one, two again. Portable being the APC campaign, whatever. You can imagine.
I'm like, what is that? What Is that?
No.
No.
You can see that it's actually a joke because you're actually laughing.
No. I don't know. That was just the comedy part that you tried to play for us. You know, we can't talk serious in the country.
Oh. Seriously? You said we can't all be... So our so-called leaders are supposed to lead us to should not be serious. We should all joke about it and laugh about it until we realize that gas is no longer how much 12.5 kgs now what 15,000. Is that why we're going to be serious?
I mean it.
Oh my fuel is 250 per liter. Okay. No, we'll be serious now.
Let a little comedy in. I mean, the country is already odd. We need to let some heat off. We need to let some stress off.
So
laugh
the next
out.
Comedian is just portable, right?
My dear, anybody is into comedy now. Everybody can go into it, please.
It's really sad that
for comedy.
No, I don't want to even dwell on those people because the more you think about it, the more you're angry.
I mean, we just have to, you know, try to do the positive side. You really have to put the positive side because if you keep dwelling on all those things, I just pray one doesn't get depressed or whatsoever. It'll be tough. A tough one to get out of. Really tough one. Well, I mean, we have to root for the country.
Okay, why rooting?
I'm just trying to do that anyway.
Anyways, a lot of us want to root from the abroad. So when we get to the abroad, we keep rooting for the country. Yeah.
Actually, that type of rooting is not bad. It's very enticing.
That's what she wants to do, guys. That's what she's planning on doing. You see them? You see them?
I am just saying.
Every man for himself, God for us all.
Saying.
It's fine.
Demi, I didn't say anything like that. I'm just...
No, we understand. It's fine. I know it's fine.
That we both, we both know this thing. Like... You both understand.
Do we? No, you're alone here. We don't both understand.
Wow.
You're alone here.
No problem. No wahala.
Guys.
Can't deny me now.
This is Toby Adeniji, and she's going to be here anchoring Relationship Green Light with me. So you've met Toby, and Toby has said she's going to Jackpot and leave us alone here, which is fine. Would actually build the country together. So today we're talking about relationship green lights, and we asked for a few comments which we got. But the issue I had with the comments was that a lot of people didn't really understand the question. What I just really wanted from people were the fact of what I wanted was that you tell us what attracts you to the opposite sex, or if it's the same sex, you tell us what attracts you, Shad. You understand? I didn't say much. No, I don't want... You see this table where I cannot go near it. So what I'm just trying to say is that you tell us what attracts you to whoever it attracts you to. So, but a lot of people were just telling me why they were dating this particular person, which is fine too. And we've summarized some, and we're going to read in their comment and also adding our 2 cents to it. So, Toby, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Okay, let's start with you.
Okay, should I go with the first?
Anyone you could do
with
randomly,
the first
anyhow.
All right. So, this person said, my relationship green light are, he knows God, and he does have a relationship with God, knowing what he actually wants in life. I think that's number two. He knows how to communicate, exercise, okay? He's healthy, ready to listen to me, push me to become better. Loves music, read books, and loves all of me. Oh, that's like all in one.
I think the beginning part was actually very interesting. He knows God and have a relationship with God. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
And knowing
it's not
what,
just about knowing God.
Yeah.
Actually have a
relationship with God, yeah. And knowing what he wants in life. This person has already actually thought of this thing very well.
Because if you don't have direction in this society,
we will not be misdirected.
Amen, sister.
Okay. Let me read this. It says, how much I can learn from her. She's patient, kind, loving, and very peaceful. Like, she gives absolute peace of mind. You know, ladies, we have wahala. So I think you looking for a woman that gives peace of mind is very important. Because they will stress you to the last call. So someone that gives you peace of mind is actually needed.
Not even with the stress that you already have in test. This country alone is enough stress.
It's enough, I'm telling you.
Then somebody will now be adding
their own wahala.
Atarudo. Like, that even reminds me. So recently, a friend of mine, started or got involved in this particular relationship, so to say. And then, I mean, they eventually ended it. But what was the reason for that? Stress. Like, when he was discussing, he was like, see, I don't even want stress in my life. I go to work every day. I receive stress from work.
I'm telling you, with the old...
Back,
who
I'm meant to be cooling off or just have a cool conversation with is now another work palaver another palaver. Palaver is now a work. Like, why are you stopping me?
Cool, my head down.
I'm sorry, but I can't continue.
No, actually, peace of mind in your partner is actually important.
Like, that's the number one thing. Yes. Well, after God. Yes, please.
Let's be Christian.
Don't get it wrong.
Okay, you gotta continue.
Okay, someone said, just for the fun of it and to know if I haven't lost my touch. I would like to know that touch that you have for a guy or girl, please.
It's going to be a guy, and it looks like someone that plays a lot of videos. Please read something. I don't want to dwell on this. For the fun of it. What for the fun of it? That's your
It's even the touch that I'm wondering. I need to know the type of touch that you are trying to keep. I don't know.
You don't know,
man. What's in your touch?
He has a touch. Touch from above.
Divine touch. Oh, Lord.
You got
this next comment. Okay, I should.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, another person said, okay, so I asked him out because I thought he was what I wanted. Like, he really looked like someone who would want me to grow in all ramifications. Until we started a relationship, man, it was highly toxic. Man, he started seeing me as a competition. I think this is actually an issue, like a real one.
Okay, what I can really say,
like the last part.
What I can really say here is that. Is that I think. You see, when a lady asks a guy out, there are always issues, kind of. Because I remember we did an episode earlier on, and it was concerning, is it okay for a lady to ask a guy out? And we got a lot of comments. I remember there's a particular comment saying, a guy saying that, it was from a guy, he said that he would not respect the girl because she was the one that asked him out. Men have egos. Yeah, they have huge ego, and I think because she was the one to be asking out, it's not wrong actually. Some guys can actually be really nice about it.
That's what I was going to say.
No, some guys can actually be really, really nice about it, but some guys too are very childish about it. So the thing is,
that's the problem.
Yeah, I think because she was the one that asked him out, he might take her for granted. I think that's what happened here. Because she saw a future with him and he didn't see one. He started a relationship and it was highly toxic. Thank God she even ended it. Because toxic relationship, we said in the last episode, please run from it. Before it messes with you psychologically.
No, is it run? Disappear. Madam, correct yourself.
Disappear, like you said, from it, actually. Because it drains you. It drains every part of you. As much as possible, disappear from such relationship. It is not worth it at all. And thank God she actually left. Because I don't understand.
Yeah.
If you don't actually like this person, why did you not agree to date this person in the first place? Why?
Well, I mean, I feel like it doesn't really start with you not liking the person.
Okay.
If you think. Like, just trying to give it a second thought, right? Might not necessarily start with you not liking the person. Fine, you might actually like the person, like, for maybe what she did, the fact that she came up to me and she said she liked me. Like, she took the time to come up to me.
Yeah.
But maybe after a while, you start noticing. I don't know. I don't know what whoever saw or whatever I saw. But maybe you just did not understand her properly. She gets, because now you're saying now it's coming from the angle of he's seen as a competition. I really don't know in what aspect it is. I don't know if it is financially, if it is mentally or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true too.
But I mean, maybe he just did not understand that properly from the start. Maybe it was just happy and then just like that on the surface. Because she came up to me, she did this and all that. And then after a while, when you start going into the deep conversation, you now see, maybe this is not exactly. So maybe it might be from that. I mean, I believe every guy should appreciate any lady that walks up to you.
True.
They actually like you and want to have a relationship with you. I mean,
it takes a lot of guts.
It's the courage.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guts.
It's the courage, man. But these guys out there, like, don't think your woman is your competition. No.
Oh my god.
You are meant to like help each other. You are meant to be a team. You are a team. You are not competitors.
Have you heard from Pastor Mrs. or Pastor Miss Toby? So we have here.
Yeah, it's him anyway.
I really don't have much to say about green lights and all, but I know I definitely know a red sign, and it's better it's been taken note of and been attended to. Okay, I think he's just trying to say, when you see a red sign, if you cannot accept the red light, please run from it. So I saw a post on Fela Jotoye this afternoon talking about food. You see that food? Food is a serious issue to talk about when you're courting or when you're about to get married or even when you're dating. Some men can eat stale food. Some men want to eat pounded yam every day. Some men will tell you that they cannot eat another food except the food their wives cook. Some men will tell you that they can eat outside. Some men will eat noodles and they are very fine with it. So now pick your choice and pick what you know you can actually adjust to or you can actually take it. Because it's very simple and easy when you're first of all dating. He likes this. I'll give him this. Do you understand?
You try to satisfy at every point in time.
And it's forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And there's this thing
you should always remember, don't start what you can't finish.
Don't start it at all, though. you make how many courses?
Don't go near it. If you know you cannot finish something, my sister, my brother, it could be a good guy, it could be the girl,
don't start at all.
It's not going to be when we're dating. She used to do this, she used to do that. Now that we're married, she's no longer doing
it.
She's no longer doing that. She's no longer doing this. She's no longer doing that.
Well, and it breaks some homes, though.
Anyway, Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's communication, really, and understanding. Communication and understanding. You should have that food talk in particular, please. If you cannot eat stale food, let me know. Maybe we should get a cook. I'm sorry.
True, though. Because you go to the market every day and cook. Please, let's move on.
It's no issue to cook every day. You just have to have the understanding and have the middle ground. You have to do mind. Okay, let's assume the guy likes fresh food. We'll move on soon, though, don't worry. And then you know you don't have time as the woman to always cook fresh food every now and then. Agree. Baby, husband, are you going to hire a cook?
Oh, you will cook it yourself.
Okay, what's the next option? Will you cook it yourself? If yes, okay, that's a great plan.
You know,
but
give
if me no, another one.
Please.
But still, communication and understanding in general.
Yeah, it is actually key. I totally agree with that. If you know you can't stand that red light, move. If you know you don't like what he does or how he does some things or how she does some things, please don't dive into it. Just the earlier the better.
My sister, my brother, that is it. Mm-hmm. So that's in the bed. Okay, let me read the next comment. I agreed to the relationship because I found purpose with this person. Love is better with the person that completes you.
Oh, fair, fair, fair. Love actually completes you. Yeah, it makes you whole. Toby, have you been in love before? You should be in love, oh. It's complete. What's this?
I want this type of love.
I mean. Okay.
This is the type of love you should always look for, please.
When it completes you. I've not seen any green or red light.
Yes.
It's
the purpose now.
It's the purpose.
And maybe, yeah. No, now maybe like the purpose is actually match, and then they can actually flow together. Because if you have a different plan for your life, I mean, I actually have a friend that works with this. I mean, he would ask you, what exactly do you want for your life? That type of question. If the two of you, if you guys don't have if there's no alignment, like, you can just say, I'm really sorry about you. I like you, but we don't match.
Man, that's serious.
So that's the plan. So like, and that's that particular thing. So you don't just end up wasting your time whatsoever.
Okay. This one is coming from a guy. It's so obvious. He says, sorry, if you're under 16, please just meet it for a while. It says, Yash or Bobby. Beauty, intellectual, pros, morals, values, sarcasm. That's his green light. I know he's a guy. Then for the red flag, sadist and opposite.
As I said, yeah.
But actually, most Nigerian guys are like that too. So he says, for his red flag, if you're a sadist or opposite of what he likes, I don't know what he likes, then that is his red flag.
Every other thing that I mentioned as his green flag.
Yeah, she must have morals and values and Yash and Bobby. That's what he said.
I mean, but I don't think he's always advising green for Yash or Bobby. I mean, no, if you really want Yash or Bobby, time, so far you can find every.
You should be attracted to whoever you actually want to date. You know when, see, okay,
definitely.
Why did you, in the first place, if a guy walks up to you, what makes you continue the conversation? You would have analyzed from head to toe. The smell itself would have made you talk, even though you don't want to talk. No, honest fact. Then
no, I get the point.
if he has a nice bass voice, for some people they like the bass voice, and for some people they like cool and calm voices. And if he just comes to say hello, guy, you don't want to say hi before. You
have
to say hi.
You'll be melting.
You will not know when the hi will come from. Like, hi. And he introduces himself.
It won't be straight hi.
Exactly. And his tonation is nice. And everything just falls in place. Trust me, that already draws your attention.
Yeah.
Some people
are
physically attracted first. Before you now go to, okay, what are his morals? What are his intention? What's his
what's
plan?
The purpose?
Before those ones. Reality is, if you first of all look now, listen, get mouth out the door, come on your side. Hello. So, can I help him?
Well, that's what it could just be a party for the person now. You have to cut the guy some slack.
Seriously. Please, let's move on, I beg.
Okay, but really, you have to just
please don't tell me that you don't have what do you call it, what's the name? You don't have a gum that you chew, a mint gum or something, and that coming with the mouth and also like, hi, if where is the eye coming from, please.
It's fine. I mean, let's not delve into that. Should I read the next comment?
Sure, you can go ahead.
Or next response. Okay, this person said, okay, this is obviously a girl, because I've been loving him for a long while. We were friends and are just so compatible. From there, every other thing began to fall in place. Love me and understanding my and our strength in all this. I love you.
I love you too. Okay.
We love
you. How you date your friend? A friend that you've had for a very long time, but it's just that you like him because he's always there. And quote unquote, can you date the person?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am. Who else again is here?
Well, I mean, I there's this I don't know if you hear it a lot, but they say the best marriages come from the best friendship, right?
You know, marriage is different from friendship.
I think it's not a bad idea. Calm down now. I mean, the understanding, there's understanding in friendship, right?
Yeah.
You definitely commit as friends. And then how will you become lovers if you don't communicate, if you were not even friends in the first place? It's not love that keeps the marriage. It's the friendship.
There's going to be a relationship before the marriage.
And then definitely. But it's stronger when you're friends. My point.
And the breakup too is stronger.
Line,
wait. The breakup too is stronger when you're friends. Because actually you've lost a friend.
Okay. No, you should you don't necessarily have to be friends. So if there is that's what I'm saying, if there is the like perfect understanding, there's a reason for the breakup. So you just have to move on and then become your friends back. You can even become...
Are you sure the friendship will continue the way it has always been before the relationship?
I feel it should.
No, it doesn't.
But I think in most times it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Actually.
Trust me. It doesn't. Because there's always that distance.
Well, yeah.
As per, we don't see finish now. And.
We don't see dating now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Before, mm-hmm. if he used to just see about his ex and his girlfriends and everything, you think he wants to do that after the breakup?
Now
with
you become the ex.
You see what I'm saying? But anyways, actually, guys, if you actually love your friend and your friend loves you too, please go ahead. This life is once. Take the risk. And last, well, everybody go to your breakfast.
Another thing. Is there everybody that has to your breakfast?
Trust me, either you serve or you have been served. Everybody. What are you saying?
Okay, another thing. I think I was going to say something. I can't remember.
She's becoming old, very old.
Your last class, everybody go chop breakfast. Don't scatter my head. Everybody must not chop breakfast, please. Don't listen to that. Okay. It's not a must for everybody to chop breakfast.
Okay.
It's not a must.
Toby said so. Last class, everybody would chop breakfast.
We have some childhood friends that became lovers. And I mean, they have happily ever after. They have children. They're married. I mean, that's so.
No,
happy
but trust me, one way or the other, while they were dating, they would either have broken up and got back together again. It's just normal now. Don't take it personal. Calm down. Was this breakfast? Were you the one that served it, or you were being served? Because it's like it was very hot. Let's move on.
Please. That's aside.
Okay. This person says if he never wants to explain himself, I think this is a red flag for the person though. If he never wants to explain himself, then
you're hiding something now.
Sure. And I have another one says, well, I agree to date him because I love the man. Initially, our relationship was based on pure friendship. You see, before he asked me out and he respected me a lot, well, green light. He used to call me his wife, so definitely I knew he had something for me. This is to show you that friendship actually works. Friendship to relationship to marriage, and boom.
I'm not trying to discourage her, but fine, it comes with my wife. Have you not heard that? How many people they don't call my wife? Yahoo.
No, don't do that.
Our wife. I don't know his intentions. They should be pure, and you guys are different, but definitely that's fine. But open your eyes, Sha.
Open your eyes.
But I mean, yeah. Friendships. There are a lot of friendships that actually turn to that because there's this constant communication.
Yeah.
You should even like a person. So there's this constant communication that might now even turn to something else before you know it.
And you're comfortable around each other.
I don't know. Yeah. So
it makes sense.
Most times it's always going to happen. Most times, actually. Most times.
Okay, so you can.
Okay, yeah.
Comment.
Let me read mine. If he has sense, like a lot of sense, so much sense.
Sense is needed.
Is this sense for me?
No, sense is actually needed in everything we do. You need to have sense.
Ah, definitely. You should not have a follow.
Okay, let me read this one. It says, I asked her out because of her, I know it's a guy, Abombom. Abombom is magical.
Hey!
But she no grief for me. God bless you, Tony, for singing. All power belongs to your Bombom.
Hey!
Do you know what I actually asked? I had to ask somebody around. I said, please, this guy is Christian. Because how would you sing all power belongs to your Bombom? What is that?
It is well. The bomb bomb.
Yeah, the bomb bomb is very powerful.
Hey, so it's all about the bomb bomb.
I mean, it's all about
bomb bomb.
Okay. I'm done with you guys. Nigerian men, I am. What is all this? You didn't even say if she has something upstairs in her brain. She keeps cool and. What's the name again?
Tell me, are you the owner of the bomb bomb?
I don't know what they are singing. I don't know.
There could be some powerful bomb bombs, you know.
Seriously,
bomb bomb that would shake the ground. Moving on, green flag, sweet talker. Tall, diva, good listener, friendly, supportive. Oh, now red flag, fault finding, rude, disrespectful, very controlling.
Okay, among these
are real red flags.
Red flags. Which one do you think you hate the most?
I think it should be rude.
Yeah, rude is there too.
I think I know.
I said that's true. Being what rude did you too. Say? I said being rude too is there, man.
Like, my dear, if you cannot control your sense.
Like you said, sense is very important. So much sense.
Like, I know that to just bring back the sense part. Like, if you cannot control your sense, I'm sorry for you. It is well with you. As you are moving right, I'm moving left.
As we let's go away. Bye bye.
Come up for the more.
As we... it has not gotten to that extent now. So this person says it was consistent. Okay, he was consistently responding to my WhatsApp status. WhatsApp love, waiting for your message. Let me finish. He was constantly responding to my WhatsApp status, and at times he would post my pictures on his status. He later asked me out, and now I am dating a sweet soul. What's up, love?
Oh,
waiting for your message.
On my status.
But this is cute, actually.
It's all on my father day.
It's actually very cute. Really, really cute. Toby, yeah. Be posting on your status, yeah?
So that's how it starts, so...
Yeah, and that person that's responding to your message, make sure you would also respond to that person's message. Do you hear?
Yes, ma.
That's very good.
Yes, ma.
Okay, so lastly, I just want
to... Every day,
Yes, post your picture, find pictures, yeah?
Yes, same day.
That's very good. So let me read the last comment. It says, a sweet guy, someone that can carry on a conversation, a good listener, someone that can tolerate me and seeks for my opinion. Okay, I think I just summarized this particular one because she talks about her ex and what she really liked about him. Then they broke up because of religion issues, but she really liked him. And
oh wow,
you know the funny thing, there was a statement she made. Okay, we had issues, but it was mostly of the way he spent money on useless stuff, and he always expect me to show him love the same way he does, which I don't know how. That was when I learned we show love differently. That was the statement.
Yeah,
the statement that really caught my attention. Like, we show love in different ways.
Differently. Exactly. We have different love languages.
Exactly. He might like the public display, if I don't like it. That's so many. You see, you cannot have it all, though, but please, as much as possible, before you go into a relationship, make sure you can tolerate whatever you are going to collect. I'm telling you, like, be able to tolerate. You must tolerate it.
Yeah.
As in, I just feel that way. You should be able to tolerate it because, and as much as possible, even though you so much like him, if you know you cannot tolerate something, please don't go too deep into the relationship, because when you go too deep, it's very hard for you to actually break it off.
Yes, that's because you feel like you've actually like put in a lot.
I'm telling you, relationship for 5 years.
So much.
You're not tell me 5 years. That's under BS now.
Like, you've not graduated from.
I'm telling you.
Please, you all have heard. Don't go too deep. If you cannot tolerate it. Word. Also, understanding the different love languages. I mean, you see now, this... I don't want to say one. I was going to say, this comes to having sense. So you need to understand the fact that you have different love languages. and your partner's love. You need to understand your partner's love language.
Yeah.
Find
your, define like, your relationship. Find
the spending type. Yeah, you might be the spending type. Maybe your partner. But maybe your partner's love language is not even that. Like, so they might not even appreciate whatever it is that you spend money on. You just have to understand.
Yeah.
Communicate, please, and please.
don't date somebody that will say I'm quiet. I beg, there's nobody that is quiet. When you're around the people you actually feel comfortable with, you see that everybody will open their mouth. So don't mind anybody that's telling you I'm shy, I'm quiet. I beg, Sakama J.
I'm quiet, same day.
Sorry. Let's not deceive ourselves, yo. There's nobody that's actually quiet. When you're around people you're comfortable with, you tend to open up. So if the person is not comfortable around you. Please just know that everybody's forming for themselves there. Just so you know. So, Toby, what are your green lights now? Let's talk about you.
We're not meant to get to this, baby girl.
Talk about your green lights. What attracts you to the opposite sex? I mean, is it same sex? I don't know. But, anyways, what attracts you to the sex?
Don't worry. We're not being gender specific, right? So
yeah. I see what you did there.
I see what you did there. You're welcome. It's fine.
Continue.
Okay. First off, we need to. I need to know that we actually believe in the same God. Like, and then you take your God to. Or you take God serious, basically. That's one for me. I think that's the most important part. Because if you think about it, if you know God, and like that lady said, or whoever said, you have a relationship, like a working or strong relationship. All of that thing, I believe God is this.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
I mean, before you know the person, before you know the person knows God, how would they get to talk to you? Don't leave it is. Virtual conversations you are having with the person.
So wait,
yeah, you can know.
No physical attractions for you.
That's what I'm saying. Only if it's that on a virtual note. But if it's not on a virtual note, then
are you shy? Don't be shy.
Just be human and be able to like hold the conversation.
This girl is whining us. Keep going. She's just whining us. It's just all whining. You are at sea.
No,
okay.
I mean.
No, don't. You're actually whining us here. What attracts you to opposite sex or to the same sex? I don't know what you are doing, but what attracts you to the sex? And now you're telling us. Got the conversation. So why
you have to be different?
Now we are talking.
Am I looking different? I mean, no mouth odors.
You might have a bad day, though. Like you said, you might actually have a bad day, so you can't say.
Okay, maybe I'll understand if it doesn't happen again.
Oh my god.
But that's it. That's it.
Okay, for me, I think I've said mine already. When a guy has. Okay, I'm not saying mine again. You can listen to. Go and listen to the gist about myself. I think I've told a little bit details about myself. But please just make sure you look presentable. If you're walking up to any gender, look very presentable.
Yeah.
That is very important. Then take charge. You walked up to me, so please take charge of the walking up to me. Don't come and start fumbling.
Don't be expecting me to be the one making the conversation.
I'm telling you, because that conversation would actually end. So take charge. If it's the phone number, if it's the Instagram page, whatever you need, go for it. And funny thing is, I remember there was this person I met when we were in Abuja. You see, when you start a conversation and we are vibing, trust me, I'll feel a little bit comfortable after a few discussions while we are still at that particular position. So take charge.
So what did I say about being able to actually hold a conversation? What did I say about that?
It is very important.
Tell me,
the ma'am.
Yeah. Because you cannot walk up to me and be expecting me to be saying, okay, so do you want to have my number?
No, you can actually have the confidence. The person has actually been staring at you and be staring at the person too. So two of you can decide to take charge.
Wow. So now it's in the eyes.
Yeah, so it's your choice. You can decide to ask for the person's phone number. And we don't know.
Or now you say, is it time for you to collect it? Like, is it time?
Oh, I'm just trying to say, yes, that there are lots of green lights and a lot of red lights. Make sure you are comfortable with whatever red lights you decide to condo or to accept. And for the green lights, please make sure you look at it well too. Some green lights are disguised, so be careful too. And at the same time, for a guy, if you walk up to a lady, please make sure you hold that conversation very well. Abby, is that not what we're
even
trying to
say?
Even
if a girl walks up to a guy,
just make sure the conversation actually vibes alongside. And the funny thing is, you might actually walk up to this person because the person looks attractive, and you might not or what you're expecting does not meet up to the expectation. Is that correct? Yes, expectation. So, along the line, you could just decide to just say some few things and courtesy, just ask for the number. But not to raise the person's
phone. No,
line.
Please.
Don't ask
not,
for the number.
Not a must.
Just hold a conversation and move
it's
on.
It's not a must. Just say, I just like how you do it, so I just like to say hi. Finish.
Guys, hope you had fun with Toby.
Well, only if you want to add one more person to your status, viewers.
I say Mitch. Fear these Yoruba girls, fear them. Fear them. Thank you guys for listening, well, because I am done with this girl. Why would you say that? One more view. Anyways, Sha, they are influencers too. WhatsApp influencers too. So you could just be adding one more view too. It makes sense though. Just.
I mean, you could be a business owner now.
SMH.
You don't know if the person will become your customer.
Fear Yoruba girls.
My dear.
Especially people that their name starts with T and ends with I.
Okay. Well. We are both on the same boat.
No. That, let me just point it out straight. The name starts with T, continues with O, and there's a B and there's an I. Thank you guys for listening. I think I really had fun with this podcast. You know, you can actually join the conversation at Gist with Tabby Day on Instagram. And thank you, Toby, for gracing us with your presence this very day.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm taking a bow.
All right, guys, take care and stay safe.
Stay safe.